Can you hear me?
Okay.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is a joint powers authority meeting for the intermodal container transfer facility. My name is Doug Thiessen, the executive director. I was going to ask our executive secretary, Ms. Lois Mickelson, to do roll call.
Board member Castellanos?
Present.
Board member Soroka?
Present.
Board member Slender?
Present.
Board member Grumman?
Present.
We have a board.
Thank you. Persons in the audience may address this board in connection with any agenda item during the public comment period. As provided by the Brown Act, the board has limited each individual's speaking time to 3 minutes. Anyone desiring to speak during the public comment period is requested to complete a speaker card and submit it to the secretary, Ms. Lois Mickelson, prior to the start of the meeting. The first item on the agenda is election of officers to the Joint Powers Authority for the fiscal year 2015-16.
Executive Director Thiessen, it would be my privilege to nominate Patricia Castellanos as our next chairman.
Second. I move the nominations be closed.
Did I hear a quorum?
All in favor?
Aye.
Second.
Is that nomination seconded?
I think he's, yeah.
You moved to second it? Okay.
I second.
Perfect.
Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. You have a quorum, and before we conduct business, it would be my request if I could acknowledge Ms. Lois Mickelson, our executive secretary of the board of the Joint Powers Authority. She is being nominated on the agenda tonight also to be the executive secretary and to select Marla Blevins as treasurer. That is the second recommendation on item B in your board packet there. We would request that the JPA board approve the executive secretary Lois Mickelson and Marla Blevins as treasurer.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Proceed to the right.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you. Just to conclude that item, Ms. Lois Mickelson has served the JPA board for 7 years. She will be retiring next month after a long and stellar career with the city of Long Beach. She'll be serving tonight, and at the next JPA board meeting, we will be recommending a replacement for her. Her duties include organizing the agendas, the board packets, the financial matters, all invoices, consultant payments, working with the Union Pacific Railroad on reimbursement matters, dealing with banks, the auditors, the financial staff, and the various consultants. All things difficult and challenging for the ICTF JPA she has handled, and we thank her for her years of service and will miss her. Thank you.
Mr. Thiessen, and also just curious, on the agenda it says also appoint a vice chairman, a chairperson.
Yes, thank you. That's correct. We're requesting that the board nominate and elect a vice chair also.
Do I hear any nominations?
I nominate Doug Drummond for the Port of Long Beach Harbor Commission.
I hear a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Congratulations.
Mr. Speaks, I also suggest that Aloha stands, she can be recognized and applauded for her tremendous service.
I'd also like to add, Aloha is a resident of West Long Beach and has been very stalwart in support of the ICTF. Ms. Chairwoman, item number C on the agenda is a recommendation to approve the minutes of the special meeting of December 10th, 2014.
So move.
Second.
All those in favor?
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Minutes are approved. Move to item D.
Item D on the agenda, Ms. Chairwoman, is an opportunity for comments of the public on non-agenda items. We have one comment card from Mr. John Thomas. I'd like to ask him to approach the podium now and speak on non-agenda items.
Good evening. I noticed that there's not too many people at this meeting tonight in the local community. And perhaps it has something to do with the fact that there's virtually no place to park out there. But maybe there's a parking lot around the corner somewhere. I don't know. I came off and off of Santa Fe and 31st, so not familiar with the park here. But I think I'd like to start out first by saying that this rail transfer facility in this location is an especially bad idea, to quote our former Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. I believe that it should be shut down entirely and relocated to Terminal Island, away from all the local residents here that are having to breathe these extremely toxic diesel fumes, the particulate matter, the fine particulate matter, the soot. Over the years, over the past 10 years, various people have been coming to meetings, well, probably between 10 and 20 years, actually, and trying to convince the LA Harbor Department and the Harbor Commissioners and Long Beach Harbor Department and Harbor Commissioners to simply, number one, try and switch to a cleaner burning fuel for all of these diesel engines, like B100, 100% vegetable-based biodiesel fuel, which would immediately reduce all of the extremely hazardous pollutants coming from all of these vehicles. Trucks, trains, cranes, ships, especially, that burn that bunker fuel, which is the most heavily polluting diesel fuel known to modern science in the world today. In fact, those ships, you have to heat that bunker fuel, otherwise the engines won't even run. So there's no need to worry about mixing diesel with the biodiesel for those ships, because that fuel is already heated. You can run it in the winter, you can run it all year long without any problems. It's a very simple thing, a simple step to take while we are transitioning or making attempts to transition to zero emission technology. And I think that it's ludicrous to propose to double, more than double, the throughput here at a facility that never should have been built here so close to all of these residential units, putting all these people's lives at risk. These are human lives. And the cost to...
Thank you for your comment.
Yes, the cost to the public and taxpayers is going to go through the roof when all these people get sick and have to be cared for. So, you know, I think you should focus on moving this facility and looking into alternative fuels and technologies to reduce and eliminate all this pollution.
Thank you, Thomas.
The next speaker is Jan Victor Anderson.
Good evening, Honorable Board or Joint Power Authority members. My name is Jan Victor. I am with ECR Communities for Environmental Justice. So I have this question tonight, and just a little bit of background. ECR Communities, we're based out in Commerce and Long Beach, right here in West Long Beach, and we work with residents around disproportionate air pollution that comes from ports, rail yards, and the 710 freeway. And so tonight, my question is, in 2013, Andrea Enrico from USC spoke to this Joint Powers Authority about the need to investigate whether the new and huge intermodal facility being built by Union Pacific in Santa Teresa, New Mexico, could be a solution to the movement of goods east out of LA. Later, JPA member Rick Cameron commented, and I quote from the minutes, JPA Representative Cameron responded to the Santa Teresa question from the beginning of the session. He believes that prior to the 2011 JPA board meeting during the testimony, Ms. Andrea Enrico brought up Santa Teresa and provided the JPA staff with a lot of information. He said that the JPA staff is using that information currently as part of consideration of the draft environmental document preparation. Can you please tell me what you have learned in your investigation, if any actions has been taken, and which members of this UPICTF Joint Powers Authority have actually now visited the Santa Teresa to see if this can work? Thank you.
The information presented was reviewed, and the analysis will be included as part of the draft EIR.
Thank you.
Board members, I believe that's all the speakers who've signed speaker cards on the non-agenda items. I recommend that we move into the regular agenda. Okay. Item number one is a recommendation to amend the bylaws of the Joint Powers Authority.
Mr. Thiessen, there was an agenda item with the executive director comments. Are there any comments?
No, ma'am, not at this time. Sorry about that. We jumped ahead on the agenda. Item number one is this item to amend the bylaws of the Joint Powers Authority. The current bylaws do not account for designated alternates. When the bylaws were established over 25 years ago, that was not contemplated. Therefore, there are just four appointed board members of the governing board. A fifth member can be appointed by four governing members. This has caused some challenges with getting a quorum and having regular board meetings. Therefore, we're recommending an amendment to the bylaws to be approved tonight by the governing board of the JPA to state that two members and two alternate members would be established and approved by each governing board of each Los Angeles and Port of Long Beach Harbor Departments. Again, the fifth member would be elected by the four appointed members. The recommendation to amend the bylaws is included in the attachment to item one tonight. If approved by the Joint Powers Authority, we would take this item to the respective boards and harbor commissioners for approval. That concludes my presentation. And if there are any questions about this, I would ask our legal counsel to.
Mr. Drummond?
The purpose of the alternate, as I understand it, is just to make sure that, that we can more conveniently set a date for meetings and be more reliable in that sense. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. And it would help schedule more frequent JPA board meetings, which has been a little bit of a challenge with various calendars of you very busy people.
Then I move approval.
Is there a second?
Second.
Questions, Mr. Soroka? No. Discussion? Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you. The next item deals with the, and the next few items on the agenda deal with the finances of the Joint Powers Authority. The tradition of the Joint Powers Authority, the governance is, we talked about the board members in the previous item, the executive director has been traditionally been a Port of Long Beach employee, as has the executive secretary. We talked about Ms. Lois Nicholson previously. That will continue after she retires with an appointment of a replacement by the Port of Long Beach. The other positions that are appointed by the board include the treasurer, which the recommendation is actually was approved in the previous meeting. However, due to certain retirements, we're recommending that the governing board approve the appointment of Ms. Marina Lee, our acting director of finance for the Port of Long Beach, and Ms. Marla Blevins, the chief financial of the Port of Los Angeles, to be appointed as signatories to the Bank of America account.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Item three on the regular agenda is a report on the financial audit for the fiscal year ending June 2014. Just a little background about the JPA finances. We always do this 1 year in arrears. We would ordinarily have had a meeting in the fall. We had some challenges with the calendar. Therefore, the reporting period that we're talking about here is ends in June 2014. That's a little bit further back than traditionally the JPA board would report on. The operating revenues for the fiscal year ending in June 30th, 2014 increased 3.8% to $4,345,271. The net assets increased 2.5% to $10.15 million over this reporting period. The gate container volumes grew slightly, 1.9% to just over 434,000 containers. JPA staff is recommending that the governing board receive and file the financial audit report for the fiscal year ending 2014.
Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Madam Chairman, the next item four on the agenda is a net facility revenue report for the annual period ending November 2014. This is a little bit different than the previous item. The year ending ends November 1st, 2014. That's why the numbers are slightly different. During the revenue year, there were just over 442,000 gross container movements, generating $13,278,450 in gross revenue. This is a 5.1% increase from 2013. Again, we're back a few years, but it reflects an increase in container volumes during that time frame coming into the JPA gates. Gate fees collected, less allowable deductions resulted in a net facility revenue of $8,673,316. As prescribed in the joint venture agreement, these revenues are to be shared 50% between the Union Pacific Railroad and both ports. Accordingly, Union Pacific transferred $4,336,658 to the JPA investment account. The final draft of the net facility revenue is attached to this item. We're recommending that the governing board of the JPA receive and file the net facility revenue report for the period ending November 1st, 2014.
Motion to receive and file.
Second.
Favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Thank you. Madam Chairwoman, the next item is the proposed budget for 2015-16 fiscal year. This year, we're recommending a budget of just over $3 million, $3.05 million. Included in this budget, which is attached to the item, is a expenditure of approximately $555,183, primarily for consulting fees, legal fees, and project management fees associated with review and approval, preparation of a draft environmental impact report associated with the proposed development of the ICTF modernization. Also included in this budget are included expenses for audit fees, meeting expenses, that sort of thing, not to exceed $100,000 annually, which are reimbursed by Union Pacific. There are maintenance fees associated with the facility and the city of Carson that it slightly over $100,000. This year, we're actually expecting those to drop a little bit to just over $93,000. And then the largest expense on the proposed budget would be a capital improvement fee to the city of Carson to pay a long-delayed improvement project for the widening of Sepulveda Boulevard. That project has been long delayed. The City of Carson staff have recommended that the fee be, the capital costs be kept in our budget for this year, and they expect to complete their environmental review and advertise that project finally for bids in 2016. And just to let the board know, in previous years, that has been carried over each year, and it remains the largest dollar figure in the annual budget. Therefore, it's recommended that the ICTF JPA Governing Board adopt the 2015-16 budget in the amount of $3,050,481.
Are there any questions or comments? No. Is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. The item number six on the agenda is distribution of funds. The previous items talked about revenues that have been earned. The cash balance for the JPA at the end of fiscal 2014 was just over $6.2 million. That has been over a year since that reporting period. Since then, revenues have accrued to the JPA account. and the current revenues in the account exceed $10 million. A distribution to the two ports is traditionally made each fiscal year. We're recommending a $6 million transfer, $3 million to each port be approved. This would leave a balance of approximately $4 million in the JPA account. This balance is deemed necessary in light of the budget that was just recently approved. And therefore, I am recommending the governing board authorize a distribution of $6 million to be shared equally, $3 million to the joint ventures, the ports of Long Beach and Los Angeles.
Motion approved.
There's a question.
Mr. Thiessen, do I understand that this is an increase from prior year?
Yes, sir. In previous years, the staff JPA recommended a smaller amount, $2 million, be transferred to both ports. The number is not unprecedented. However, back in the late 2000s, 2006, 2007, 2008, the JPA board had approved $3 million and even 1 year, $4 million transfer to each port authority. The balance fluctuates based on the gate moves. Also in this past year, this reporting period, the debt on the original improvements has been paid off. And so we're expecting revenues to start growing faster into the account.
Any further questions or comments from the?
Second.
Okay, so we have a first and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The last item on the regular agenda is an administrative amendment to a contract with Environ Corporation. Environ has changed its name from Environ to Ramble Environ, and they have a new address. We're also requesting a small increase of $165,000 to this contract, bringing the maximum amount of expenditures up from $1,028,000 approximately to $1,193,000 to pay for continued expenditures associated with the preparation of the EIR. The amendment is proposed as attached to the agenda, and I'm prepared to answer any questions you may have on this.
Are there any questions? Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Madam Chairman, that concludes the regular agenda, and if there are no more comments from the public, that would recommend a recommendation for adjournment.
We don't need anything else, right? Meeting's adjourned.
I'm just wondering, you guys are talking about the, who do I talk to? Sorry about that. Hi, my name is Thomas Perry. I'm a resident of the area here. There was a couple things about street improvements. I guess it's way kind of small than what we were just finished talking about right now, but you're still here. I was trying to understand the terms about the increases and everything. There was a thing I really know of history is that of the trains. Is there like new tracks being put out, or is that really helping with the containers? You know, is that was part of what you guys were thinking, kind of deciding on?
Not today, but I don't know if there's a response from staff, and that wasn't part of our agenda. this evening?
No, ma'am, there's no item on the agenda to discuss any proposed improvements.
No, I mean, if they are doing improvements on the, like, on the train system, moving the containers out, moving, they got like new routes or something, or?
No, I can't speak for the Union Pacific Railroad about their routing of trains, but on the agenda tonight, there's no items discussing improvements to railroad tracks and that sort of thing.
Okay, also, when you were talking about the amount of containers being moved, do we see more of an employment opportunities for this year?
I would probably have to refer that question to someone from the Union Pacific Railroad who operates the.
Well, I mean, out of the port itself, I mean, that has to involve the port too, yeah.
Oh, sure, and maybe one of our board members might want to answer the.
Yeah, and so maybe after we adjourn the meeting, if you want to speak to either of the executive directors at the ports, Mr. Slinger or Mr. Soroka or one of our staff, and then Mr. Perez, if you don't mind, we do have a representative here from Union Pacific that would be happy to answer any questions for you.
All right, thank
okay,
you.
Thank you.
Appreciate
okay.
it.
Thank you, Jeremy. Meeting's adjourned. Thank you.